Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Eve with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, millions of dollars worth of Queensland police vehicles are said to sit idle in depot. The AFP vehicles are allegedly being held in car parks for up to 4 years, waiting to be fitted with radios, lights and branding by organisation's Fleet Services Department. According to Queensland Police Union President Shane Pryor, there is $8 million worth of vehicles sitting in the depot, and something needs to be done better because taxpayers' money is being wasted.
A University of Queensland academic has been criticised for misinformation surrounding fire ant treatment and vaccines. UQ researcher Connie Turney has been slammed by Australia's fire ant authorities when she said that the fire ant bait caused harm within humans, a claim that has previously been debunked by Australia's pesticide regulator. A UQ spokesperson has defended Dr. Turney, saying that the university is committed to the fundamental principles of freedom of speech and academic freedom. Invasive Species Council Advocacy Manager Rhys Panada says that Dr. Turney was in no way an expert on fire ant treatments and her comments were ignorant.
In national news, an Australian zoo is home to an adorable puppy and cheetah cub best friends. The cheetah cub and Labrador cross Kelpie, Rosie and Ziggy, forge an unbreakable bond at Taronga Western Plains Zoo in Dubbo. As cute as the pair are, the reason staff decided to pair them is important. The little cheetah cub was critically unwell and spent many months in the intensive care unit. Zookeeper Jordan Micklemore said, "We were a bit guarded about her, but now to see her at 5 months old, thriving and with her puppy companion."
Inconsistency in state e-scooter and bike regulations has led to higher risk of hospitalisation among 16 to 34-year-olds. Currently in Queensland, private e-scooters are legal and can be ridden on public paths at any time. Speed limits across state borders also differ, with some allowing up to 25 kilometres per hour, while others cap it at just 15. Since 2018, Queensland hospitals have recorded almost 6,300 emergency department e-scooter crashes. 16-year-old Jasmine Flowers is just one of many who has suffered a traumatic brain injury due to the e-scooters. Despite admitting the crash was her own fault, the inconsistent regulations and age brackets are a point of concern.
In international news, 30 people died in heavy rains and flooding in Beijing, Chinese state media said. The report on Monday said that the heavy rains and flooding killed 4 people, with 8 others missing. The victims were caught in a landslide. State broadcaster CCTV said on Tuesday that 30 people had died. This brings the death toll to at least 34 people. More than 40,000 people were evacuated from outer districts of Beijing and the neighbouring city. Beijing authorities launched a top-level emergency response at 8 p.m. on Monday.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.